Our scripture comes to us this day from the book of Numbers, chapter 20, beginning with verse 23. Hear now the word of the Lord. At Mount Hor, near the border of Edom, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Aaron will be gathered to his people. He will not enter the land I give the Israelites, because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Get Aaron and his son Eleazar, and take them up Mount Hor. Remove Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar. For Aaron will be gathered to his people, and he will die there. The word of God for us, the people of God. Today we continue our sermon series, Bible Jeopardy, not so famous Bible characters, as we take a look at some of the figures in Scripture that I won't ask anyone to raise their hand, but we can, many of us suggest that we haven't exactly heard some of these folks, and yet they've often played important roles in the history of God's mission for the redemption of the world. Eleazar. How many of us have, well, I won't ask you to raise your hand, but let me just say this. He began his story, we first learn about him at the beginning of Exodus chapter 6. He is the son, the third son of Aaron, who is the brother of Moses. Now you may recall that God, by a mighty hand, took Israel out of captivity and slavery in Egypt, brought them into Mount Sinai, where Charleston Heston brought down the Ten Commandments, and they received the law. And then the second half of Exodus is all about the building of the tabernacle. Now, the tabernacle was a portable sanctuary. This was the place that, as the people of God were traveling through the desert into the promised land, God would be with them in this portable sanctuary, the tabernacle. And of course, as we move through the end of Exodus into Leviticus, we begin to hear about the instructions and the commandments regarding the sacrifices that were to be offered, and then about the priesthood. And there in Leviticus 9, we have this story about Moses receiving the command by God to anoint Aaron as high priest and his four sons as priests. And this begins an important chapter in the life and story of Israel and, of course, in the life and story of Aaron and his son Eleazar. Because shortly into this story, we only get into chapter 10 of Leviticus, the very next chapter. Aaron's two eldest sons are busy there in the temple. They are attending to the fire of the temple, or of the tabernacle. And there is an indication, a hint, that they may be a little bit of intoxication involved with this, because right after this incident, God gave a command to no longer have wine as they are attending to the things of God. But they were attending to fire, and the fire itself consumed them. And so suddenly Eleazar, who is the third in line, was now the eldest son. And we begin to see the importance of this role, because shortly thereafter we learn that he is now in charge of the tabernacle, making sure that it is taken down appropriately and carried appropriately when they are traveling, and then set back up, and that all the sacrifices are to be carried out appropriately. And the entire tribe of the Levites who are there to help with all of this, he was their leader. Significant weight is now being placed upon Eleazar. And we know that he carries this out in day in and day out detail, because we know the story of the journey of the Israelites didn't have a lot of drama regarding the tabernacle and how it was performed. So he had this daily faithfulness throughout his life. And there were significant chapters, as there always are in his life. There was the time of the great revolt of some of the Levites against Moses and Aaron, and yet Eleazar stood there steadfast as a leader and in unity with God and with the leaders. And of course, it was the day then that he heard that his father was dying. And Moses took Aaron and Eleazar, and he takes them up on the mountaintop. And it was there that Moses takes off the vestments of the high priest, and he begins to dress Eleazar for his new role. And as Eleazar sees his father pass, Moses and Eleazar now walk back down the mountain, and he is now the high priest. And suddenly the roles that he had watched his father play, the things he watched his father do, he's now doing. Just before Israel is entering into the promised land, into this stage of conquest, there was a great census of all the people. The first census had taken place with Moses and Aaron. Now with a second census, it is now Aaron's son Eleazar standing next to Moses in this time of census as they are preparing to enter into the promised land. And of course, Moses himself was unable to enter into the promised land. There must be a successor as well. And so God chose Joshua. And we know it's interesting, the story of Joshua's commissioning, because he was standing before now the high priest Eleazar. And his commissioning by Moses, the instructions were for Moses to give some of his authority to Joshua. Moses had this amazing relationship with God. He could talk with God and God spoke with him. But now with Joshua, they've entered into something new. Joshua himself, when he wants to hear from God, he is to turn to Eleazar, the high priest, to speak and give God's answers. Imagine how far his life has come. Eleazar, the third in line to his father, is now the high priest who speaks to Joshua the things of God. And we know throughout the entire book of Joshua, there's the great conquest of the promised land. And near the very end, the last page of the book of Joshua, there is the passing of Joshua himself. And then literally the very last line of that book is the passing of Eleazar. Five books of the Bible, we find the story and the life of Eleazar. When I was looking back throughout his whole life and I was looking at all the different notes that I had reading through all of these books and all the things that he did, I remember thinking about the big events but wondering to myself, where was the burning bush moment? Where was the mountaintop experience? Where was that moment where he could say, before this I was this way, but then God entered into my life and now I'm this way? Instead, his life was a life of literally growing up. His father being the high priest. He entering into that life. It was all that he knew. I think of my own life. I've grown up in the church. My whole life I've been in church. I've learned about the love of God from the very earliest ages. And I know many of you have mentioned to me that you yourselves have grown up your life in the church. You remember your mother or your father reading the scriptures. One of you pointed out to me that you've been to more revivals than you've had birthdays because you were there in your mother's womb. If this is your story, then Eleazar may be your story. Growing up faithfully, the call of God already planted in his life. And so for Eleazar, it's less becomes, where is that great mountaintop experience? And it becomes more of, where are those moments in his life when he's reminded of the importance of his role? Surely it was watching what happened to his elder brothers as they were careless in their carrying out of the work of the priesthood. Surely it came when he was there up on that mountaintop. I guess that was a mountaintop experience, but of a different kind, as Moses was taking the vestments off of his father and placing it on himself. And he's reminded anew of the importance of the role that God has called him to play. And I think about our own lives. The Apostle Peter, when he was writing his letter to the church, he would say, in chapter 2, he would say, you are the priest of God. You are the priest of God. And the importance of the role is with each of you. What an amazing privilege and responsibility for us to be able to walk in the ways of God, to share God's light and love in the world, to know his forgiveness and to share that with others. to let the world know about what God has done in Christ Jesus. I remember growing up for years thinking about the teaching of the faith to children in the church, and I knew that one day I would have a child, and I would, of course, want to teach my son about the faith of God, and I knew all of this intellectually. I just remember the day that he was sitting on my lap, and the reality of it just hit me. I'm responsible to make sure that this life, him, that he knows God's love, that he knows God's love in Christ Jesus, that he learns these stories, that he knows who he is, that he knows who his God is. And of course, Pastor Jen and I, we've gotten them little Bible books. They've gotten different ages as he's gotten older, and they began with the big pictures and all of that so he could learn. And I remember he got the play set of the nativity scene at Christmas time so he could play with the Mary and Joseph and the Jesus and the shepherds and the angels. And then there was the day that he got the Noah's and the Ark play set, and so he could learn about all the animals and Noah and everything on there. And then I remember the day I walked into his room, and there he had Mary and Joseph with Noah on the ark. He brought a bulldozer in, and so that was holding a lamb. He had kind of mixed all of it together, but he was getting the story. The importance for him to learn. And I think about our calling as a church. The importance of that calling to be the priest of God. And my hope is that the story of Eleazar could be one of those reminders for us of the importance of daily faithfulness in that story. And that we ourselves, as we are carried through our life and as we're responding to God, there may be days that we say, you know what? It's time to take some of these clothes off and put new clothes on. We see this imagery with the Apostle Paul. He writes that to some of the Christians there in Colossae. He says, look, take off the old clothes, the ones that have been stained with the ways of living and the words that we've said, and put on new clothes, fresh clothes of Christ, and put on an attitude of gentleness and humbleness and mercy. And I suspect that for some of us, as the priests of God, there are days that we need to be reminded of the importance of what we do. And there are days that we need to be reminded of the need to change our clothes, to be renewed in Christ Jesus. For Eleazar himself, the change of clothes meant that he was taking on the vestments of the high priest. And of course, the role of high priest would carry on by his son and onward throughout Scripture. One of the great differences for us as Christians is that succession of high priest has stopped. For we now have an eternal high priest. An eternal high priest who knows our challenges, who knows our difficulties, who knows our sufferings because he suffered them himself. A high priest who so deeply wants you to know life and that fully. Who has forgiven your sins. Who has offered you love eternal. Who has given you grace upon grace. That you, being filled with his Spirit, may be renewed in daily faithfulness and to give that gift away to the community and the world bent over with guilt and shame who need to know this God of love. And so my great hope for you is if you're one of those folks who have been working along in the life of the church and moving in your life with God through daily faithfulness, and you wonder sometimes whether or not God is doing anything with you and through you, may we be reminded through stories like Eleazar. We never quite know where we're going because God is leading the way. But we know the God who is working through us. And we know he is planting countless seeds through the words that we say and the things that we do. And we know it is by his Spirit that those seeds may grow. And what we are called to do in our role as priest is to walk faithfully every day in his love all things will be to the glory of the Father. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we just thank you for your scriptures and for all that they teach us, for the life of Eleazar, for his faithfulness to you. Lord, may we be a people who walk in your ways that lead to life. May we know that Christ in his love has taken our sins upon himself. He is the last sacrificed. He is the high priest. And so we walk with joy and freedom and in your grace. Lord, we thank you for this gift and for this opportunity. And may we go forth a people, your priest, sharing and shining your light and your truth in this world. For it is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen.